Ciao, and welcome to Life Out Loud. I am your host, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo. We are going to use this space to share experiences and help you find lasting, unshakable, unwavering, unmessable with joy and gratitude. We're going to be throwing around encouragement, a little bit like confetti, and giving you support to live your very best life. Ciao, friends. Welcome to season 5 of episode 2 of the Life Out Loud podcast. I am, as always, your host, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo. I am so thankful that you're here with me in this space. For my longtime listeners, welcome back. If you're new, hooray! I hope what you hear in this space gives you a fresh perspective. I hope it meets you definitely right where you need it the most. And I hope it helps you to bear really great fruit in your life. I cannot believe that we are more than halfway through season 2. I am not entirely sure where the time has hurried off to. In the last episode, we explored the idea of abiding in this present moment. It really started with slaying the present, and after I nerded out on words, like I do, we were nudged into this space of abiding. If you haven't listened, I really do highly recommend go listen to it. I think it sets up this episode really well. As I was creating that episode, my mind, it was definitely blown, and there's a chance that yours just might be too. And so we're standing here now in this present moment, hopefully abiding, and it's time, I think, that we firmly get real still and we firmly plant our feet, and it's time to fix our gaze forward. It's time to stand in that space of abiding and take a look at our futures. And so here in this space, I want to pose a question that I think a lot of us in the back of our minds, consciously or subconsciously, are really pondering. How do we create futures that are really worth living into, right? Those big, beautiful, bright futures that get us out of bed at 5 a.m. in the morning. How do we create futures that we enjoy and perhaps are full of joy? In episode 1 of season 1, I'm going to take it way, way back. I kicked things off by explaining the why of this podcast. I tried to give you a really good glimpse into my background and why I'm qualified to offer this teaching, this wisdom, this advice. And I've always, since I was a little girl, I've always been called to this work. I wanted to empower others. And while I definitely didn't have that vocabulary for it, I don't know that I knew that I was doing that. I just always knew I wanted to uplift people and help people. I was the type of kid, and I still am the type of woman, who wants to know more than just surface level connection. I'm not going to sit there and talk about the weather. I mean, I will talk about the weather if that's what you want, but then I'm definitely going to want to go deeper. I want to know why we are the way we are, why we choose the behaviors and the patterns consciously or subconsciously that at the end of the day create our lives. I've spent the better part of a decade really formally helping people at a tier one research institution here in the States. And I've helped people from all over the world, literally all over the world, create exciting opportunities for themselves while crafting these really compelling narratives and telling great stories. And it's in this space that I want to begin to take that work, and I want to marry it with something that is my heart. It's my calling. And that's marrying it with sustainable biblical truth. And so the tools and the skills and the knowledge that I've paired together with biblical truth, friends, this can create the unwavering, unshakable, unmessable lives that we desire. The work of designing these compelling futures, I'm going to be super honest, it's intentional and it is hard and it is thought provoking. In order to do it, we have to show up full capacity, open minds, and even more open hearts, which I know can be really, really uncomfortable. It requires a really high level of creativity, of emotional intelligence, and it calls us into being a little bit of risk takers, right? And I always say a little bit of risk, a high level of resilience, right? A little bit of risk, a lot of resilience. And so the first place I think we need to begin is to ensure this future we seek, this thing that we dream about, this thing that gets us out of bed every morning, we need to ensure that it's in lockstep with the will of God for our lives. And so I'm going to throw out a quote here. C.S. Lewis once wrote, human history is a long, terrible story of man trying, or woman, trying to find something other than God which will make him happy. I read this and it was one of those that kind of stopped me for a second. And I shook my head a little, probably a lot, because that is really true. I know this, and you probably do too, because we've lived it. We do it all the time. We've all had seasons where we try and make ourselves happy with the things of this world. And if I can be really honest, it's super easy to do. The world we live in is abundant in offering all of the tangible things that delight our senses. We have food and drink in excess. I don't know about you, asking for a friend, how many times have we indulged a little too much, only to numb ourselves and our emotions from the world? We get material possessions thrown at us in abundance. You know how easy that Amazon app makes it for you to buy all the things you never really knew you needed? Those algorithms are bananas, and I don't know how they read my mind. Don't even get me started on the Target app, which promises to have everything I ever wanted through a drive-up pickup in just about 2 hours. Like, I don't even have to get out of my car. That's amazing to me. And so those two, and coupled with the, how shall I say this, the casualness of physical intimate encounters, right? We live in a world that pushes the notion that less clothing is much more attractive, and there's a narrative out there that says it's just sex. Sweet listeners, modesty is so absolutely attractive. And I can promise you there is nothing casual about sex. Like at all. Like ever. Food and drink in excess, material possessions in abundance, and physical encounters of the casual kind. It's all within reach, and it's all at our fingertips. And if we aren't careful, we can stand too close to the very enticing slippery slope. And before we know it, we are looking at a future reality that is nothing of what we initially dreamed. It falls so short of center. We do this all the time, just in the name of wanting to feel happiness. So the place we begin is ensuring the future we seek is in lockstep with the will of God for our lives. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord declares, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Friends, God said this to us. He said it to you and he said it to me. He knows the plans he has for our lives. They are plans to prosper us and not to harm us. They are plans to give us hope. They are plans to give us a future. And the way we access these plans, I really believe, is through these three things. It's the first is to create a vision, not a vision board, but to create an actual, get the vision, like get the calling, right? Get the purpose, find it, figure it out. How do we even begin to do that? That's the next question. I realize that. We start to create vision by filling our lives with truth. We have to open our Bible and we have to know the word. We have to get to know the stories and the people. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the word of God is alive and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. When I first read that, I was like, that's really aggressive. But then I also thought, that's really powerful. Like, that is a powerful weapon to wield. So after we know the truth, we can spend time in prayer asking for his will for our futures to be revealed. Little by little, God shows us things about where to go and what to do. But friends, we have to be willing to pay attention. And so first, we create the vision. The second thing to do is to surround yourself with the right people. It starts by paying attention to what you're listening to. Who are you listening to? What are we taking in? What kind of music are we listening to? What YouTubes are we watching? What Netflix or whatever other streaming service? Like, what are we watching? What are we consuming? What podcasts are we listening to? What people are we listening to? Who are we following on social media? What are we surrounding ourselves with? Is it the broken patterns of the world? or the truth that is Scripture. To get closer to the futures worth living into, we need to pay attention to who or what we're surrounding ourselves with. This next piece is really pivotal because when we put together the people that understand your vision, right? The people who get you, not everyone's for you. We all know that. But when we put together the people who are for you, who get you, who get your vision, who get where you're going, the ones who are rooted in Christ, they can walk beside you. They can walk the journey with you. The third thing we put together, once we have the vision, once we have the people, is the plan. We put together the plan. A future worth living into isn't just going to happen by accident. It's not just going to show up one day. And if it does, as we say in Italian, benedica, for the rest of us, we have to put together a tangible, actionable plan of action. And so for this, we start with a goal and we work our way backward, right? So we take action-based steps working backward from that big goal. Things that we can do every day, every week, every month. Milestones, if you will. Pro tip. To crush this, find yourself a coach. Someone who will keep you accountable. Who's going to walk next to you every step of the way in lockstep with your vision, with your goals. Keeping you accountable to the next and the next and the next and the next step. If you're interested, reach out to me on social or on my website and let's have a conversation. I just might know a coach who's willing to bring a little confetti with her for the journey. There's a quote I love by Jordan B. Peterson, and he says, "To decide to move forward courageously into the land of the unknown, that's one of the secrets to a good life." Friends, to create a joy-filled future, one that's going to get you out of bed at 5 a.m., one that is big and beautiful and bold, we start with three things. We create a vision steeped in biblical truth. We surround ourselves with the right people and maybe even a confetti-carrying coach. We put together a plan of action and we go. One little thing before I close this out. I don't know who needs to hear this. Maybe it's no one, maybe it's me, but remember, the world tells us how our future should be. And if we're not standing firm in our vision, it's going to give us someone else's story. The future doesn't have to look a certain way for it to be amazing and wonder-filled. Sometimes we get these ideas in our head of how it's all supposed to be, how it's all supposed to turn out. Sometimes we need to let go of our attachment to the way everything should look and turn out. Sometimes we have to loosen that white knuckle grip on how it should be and embrace what is. Friends, God doesn't make mistakes. The way it really is the way it should be. It was all predestined before time began. Trust in him. You're right where you need to be. Trust in the process. He has never, ever let you go. And I can promise you, he is not going to start now. So, vision steeped in biblical truth, people around you every step of the way, and a plan of action. That, my friends, is how we create the joy-filled future. I hope you truly enjoyed this message. I hope it bears fruit in your life. Send me a message. As always, I want to know what your big, beautiful future plans are. I always love hearing from you. Come back next time. Let's throw more encouragement around like confetti, but be careful if you get too close. You just might get some on you. And remember, friends, no matter what, there is always, always, always something to be thankful for. Ciao. Thank you for joining me, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo, for this episode of Life Out Loud. I would love to hear from you. Leave me a comment. Tell me what topics you want to talk about and how you take your coffee. If you enjoyed what you heard, text a friend the link, share it on social media, or if you're interested in becoming a supporter, bebop over to my webpage, lifeoutloud.me, and sponsor a cup of coffee that keeps this podcast fueled. Until next time, sweet listeners.